Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We have our next guest in the studio with us. We've got Harrison Ritchie Jones, who is a choreographer and a performer. And he's actually got a show called Cuddle, which will be at the Arts House in North Melbourne. But before we talk about the show, Harrison, let's get a little bit of background on you. How did you get started in dance, or the arts, I suppose, but dance in particular? And what have you been doing since now? Where did your love for it come about from?
I started dancing. I think I've always danced, actually, like since I was a little child. But I only really started practicing when I was about 9.
Well, that's young though, isn't it? 9.
Yeah, actually, it is quite young. And it was at the National Theatre on Berkeley Street.
Around the corner.
Yeah, yep. With Beverly Jane Frye.
Yeah.
Whipped me into shape.
what did your parents say when you, like, they encouraged you? How did it work on that front?
Definitely encouraged me.
Brilliant.
Big supporters.
Yeah, right, okay. So that they could see that you were really interested and said, well, let's get you to a dance school.
Particularly my mum, I think, and she was stoked. I feel like it's every mum's dream maybe for their child to dance, or like their son to dance at least, yeah. We're at a cocktail party though. She was at a cocktail party and I was on a scooter pointing my toe, and actually one of her friends was like, that boy's got a good point. He should be dancing. And then she got her daughters to come down and they taught me some moves. And I was just like, I love this. I didn't realize I had a name. And
right. Ah. But you hadn't seen Billy Elliot by that stage?
No. But then I got put onto Billy Elliot and.
Right. Bang, yeah, okay.
Tap dancing in the alleyway.
Right. Oh, tap dancing. Can you tap dance?
No, but I put the boots on, the Blundstones, and just went for it.
Right, like okay. Yeah, fantastic. So, go on.
I was going to say, so where did that lead from there? Did you then to take up dance professionally?
I did a lot of ballet at the National. A little bit too much, actually, and then, like, needed a break. Thought I was missing out on things. You know, everyone was hanging out at Gloria Jean's on Friday and I was getting into the leotard being like, what am I doing? But had a break. And then kind of found my way back to it
because later on. What happens is, you know, when you have that break, you know, like you never go back. The same with sport. You know, like you've got to put so much time and effort into the sport that all of a sudden when you get it to a certain age, the teenage years, hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
So what took you back?
Well, I got a scholarship to high school for dance. And kind of in an ironic twist, I stopped dancing, but I had to keep dancing for my scholarship. So I kind of got like, I don't know, I guess, yeah, encouraged to keep doing it a little bit. And that just kept my toe in until I graduated. And then I went to VCA in.
You've trained. So, do you like sort of teaching? Do you teach at all? Or?
Yeah, I do a little bit of teaching, more so recently. But as soon as I graduated from VCA, I was just kind of fully in love with it, fully dedicated to it again, and was dancing for like artists and companies and kind of, working more as a dancer.
And had you moved, like you start off with ballet, did you move more to contemporary or more rounded, a whole range of different styles?
Definitely moved away from ballet. And contemporary, I guess, was just the most exciting because you can kind of do any of it. You can tap your toe into all of the kind of forms or mix them. And
Melbourne's, we were talking about it off air, but Melbourne's one of the big cities for contemporary dance, isn't it?
Definitely.
In the world.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it made it easy in your hometown.
Yeah, for sure. So much access to so many different styles and teachers. Yeah.
And you were telling us that you've been on tour and you'll be doing it again soon with
I dance a lot for Stephanie Lake.
What a master of her trade, isn't
absolutely,
she?
Absolutely, absolute legend, and a really big support and kind of mentor. And I also do like some dancing with Chunky Move. And then just other independent artists on project kind of based.
So you're a full-time dancer?
More or less. It's kind of independent dancer, but when I'm dancing for, say, Stephanie or Chunky, it's in a full-time capacity, but only you know, in these kind of months.
Yeah. Well, what do you do the rest of the time? Do you yell at you, you wait on tables or what do you do?
I do support work.
Right.
And then recently been kind of pushing into my own choreography.
Right, okay. And a bit of teaching along the way as well?
Yeah, a little bit of teaching or workshops. But
Because that's the way to go. You know, like if you've been, you know, professionally trained, that can be your new life down the track when the dancing days are over.
It's true, and it keeps you kind of learning and sharing and investigating. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about Cuddle.
Let's talk about Cuddle.
What did I read? Fight Out the Dance? Yeah. What's going on here?
What's going on in Cuddle?
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, yeah, I was trying to figure out how to say this before I came in, but I feel like the physical underpinning in relation to fighting out the dance is this kind of practice I've been working on where I've been weaving other forms like ice skating, figure skating, martial arts, barnyard dance, like rodeo barnyard dance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, boot scooting in a way.
Boot scooting, WWE Smackdown. So kind of like a plethora of mainly partnering forms. And then been really interesting in just the kind of amalgamation and merging of them.
And who are you dancing with in this instance?
My dance partner, Michaela Tanchev, who's also just such a good friend of mine. And, yeah, we spend a lot of time kind of figuring it out.
So all of this came about from inside your head.
It's all in my head.
Now, that's an interesting that's a whole range of different things that are going on in your head out there.
Yeah.
But the wonderful thing is, as you said, you've sorted it out with her and she's a good friend. So it must be really important, when you're choreographing that you have somebody that you can work through it with, isn't it?
And
it's a lot of contact stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, it's a lot of contact. It's a lot of trust. There's a lot of risk. There's a lot of learning. So it's vital that you have someone that you, can communicate with and trust because, some of the things we're trying to achieve are kind of pretty epic and like gnarly, I'd say.
Okay. So what are we talking about here when we say cuddle? I'm seeing it, two people intertwining, but then you say the fight out the dance, so that's not cuddling. Where are we going here?
I guess I'm interested in the juxtaposition or the kind of contrast or the complementary contrast. I think there's a lot of that in the work. There's a kind of, we're dressed quite staunchly with balaclavas and kind of, we look like bank robbers.
Okay.
But then we're doing things that require like a lot of vulnerability.
Right. So therefore it's just the shape. It's not people that we're seeing here. It's the human shape working through it.
They feel, I guess there's a humanizing aspect by what we're doing and same with Cuddle, we're fighting, but it requires so much care because it's a performance that it does have the sensitivity of a cuddle.
But you're not seeing the emotion on the faces or anything, though.
No, yeah.
So why have you taken that away?
I guess I'm interested in suggesting but not naming. So there's a lot of images and kind of context that could mean a lot of things, and I like people who watch to kind of try and figure out that for themselves, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you've choreographed this yourself. And where do you see, what do you do with something like this once this performance is over? Do you, you take it on the road? Do you go to different festivals?
I mean, that's the dream.
But it's the whole cost thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess, I mean, Cuddle is quite a small cost comparatively to like other productions. It's just, two balaclavas and two people and some ice hockey gear.
but then again, I'm sure sound's got a lot to do with it and lighting these days as well.
Yeah. No, there's definitely, I guess, like you approach theatres or spaces who you think would be interested in the kind of content of the work and then, they might present or book you. But
going on the road with professional companies, you must get somewhere and think, oh, Cuddle would be perfect here. What can you do about it once that's happened?
I mean, I'm still kind of figuring that part out, but I guess you just make connections and new friendships and you kind of communicate with the people in those venues and, I guess tell them about your work and see if they'd be interested or if you want to send them something and you start those relationships. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So give it to us for our audience. You know, like, describe exactly what you feel that you want to get across that Cuddle's all about.
Oh, I mean, I'll try and describe just the atmosphere a little bit, because I feel like perhaps the work is a little bit less typical of what you would expect from a dance show.
Yep.
Starting with the fact that the audience is circled around kind of like a fight or a sports match.
Right. Oh, that's the fight?
Yep. Yeah. And we have people filming and then live broadcasting these kind of close-ups. So it's got the kind of ESPN, you know, replay knockout feel to it. And then we have voice modulated microphones, which gives us like a "I really appreciate you" kind of tone. So there's all these layers that are making it feel quite scary and tense. But then what we're actually doing is probably some of the hardest virtuosic dancing I've ever done.
Okay. So you're pushing your own limits.
Pushing my own limits and trying to push the forms that we're working with into new forms.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
This sounds absolutely fascinating. when's it on?
The 20th to the 25th of this month at Arts House.
Arts House. And where's that?
In North Melbourne.
It's a town hall, isn't it?
Yes.
North Melbourne town hall.
Yeah, and we're in the big space, so
they've
been awesome. It's like the space is looking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so supportive of, especially contemporary dance.
Yeah, it's
brilliant. And what's it called again?
Cuddle.
Cuddle. Brilliant. Yeah. Harrison, thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for me talking to Harrison Richie Jones about the show Cuddles, which is on at the Arts House in North Melbourne from the 20th to 25th here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.